Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started. CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm, the crypto quant fund focused on global and social transformation. For 3 years now, their crypto trading strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month by using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and hedged liquidity pools. HeartRhythm is now hiring to scale up their team, which is currently based in San Francisco, Boulder, and Chicago, but it's a remote-first team, so you can live anywhere. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a COO and CFO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about their crypto quant fund and social impact focus, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring this episode of CoinStack.
What's going on, everyone? It's your favorite DeFi degen. My name is Mike, the host of CoinStack. Today, we're going to go a little bit of a deep dive on crypto for financial advisors as originally written by Ryan Allis, the founder of CoinStack, as well as the managing partner over at HeartRhythm. So in this episode, we're actually going to go into Ryan's analysis into the crypto market and how financial advisors and wealth managers have a fiduciary duty to their clients to involve at least a portion of their portfolio into this growing and, as JP Morgan put it, this asset class that cannot be ignored. And so let's dive right on in. Crypto for Financial Advisors by Ryan Allis. I've spoken to quite a few financial advisors this year, helping them to get up to speed on crypto. And frankly, many have no idea what to make of digital assets. I've been helping financial advisors understand the questions, are digital assets still speculative in nature? Or is there real value in digital assets? What drives their fundamental value? Which types of digital assets should one consider? What does a good digital asset portfolio look like? What percentage of overall net worth should an individual investor allocate to the digital asset sector? To be honest, many financial advisors are still getting straight the difference between a metaverse, a borderless digital playground, and a MetaMask, the most used crypto wallet. So I've written this guide to digital assets for financial advisors and wealth managers. Share it with yours. While I'm not a financial advisor, hopefully the below article will help provide more context and background on the crypto and digital asset market. Below is what every financial advisor, UBS, Credit Suisse, Morgan Stanley, Charles Schwab, and similar firms need to know. Avoiding a generational mistake in asset allocation. First, it's important to understand that not investing in digital assets in 2022 is like having a 0% allocation to internet stocks in 1997, a generational mistake. The user growth for digital assets is even eclipsing the user growth of the internet. It took 7 years for the internet to go from 100 million to 1 billion users, 1997 to 2004. Crypto is growing even more quickly and is on track to go from 100 million to 1 billion users worldwide within just 4 years, 2021 to 2024. See below. Below, we actually have a graphic from GMI. For those of you who are on the crypto CoinStack newsletter, head on over there to see the graphic. Once you realize that smart contract platforms like Ethereum, Solana, Avalanche, Phantom, and Celo are technologically the foundation of next generation of global financial services, and that their utility token are needed to be able to use their platforms, it becomes obvious financial opportunity and meta thesis for the next 10 years. A space that can no longer be ignored. Yes, going into 2022, every financial advisor now needs to have an understanding of digital assets. It is now, at the time of writing, a $2.5 trillion rapidly growing asset class, up from just $150 billion 4 years ago. While this space could reasonably be ignored in 2017, Bitcoin is now the 9th largest asset in the world, and Ethereum is the 15th largest asset in the world. Can no longer be written off as just a speculative field. there's a real innovative technology here. Bitcoin is now worth more than Facebook. And Ethereum is now worth more than JPMorgan Chase, the largest bank in the world. Ethereum and its fellow smart contract platforms and DeFi dApps are the underlying technologies that will power most of the global finance in 10 years. And their utility tokens, aka digital assets, are needed to be able to use this new system and to govern where the value goes. Think of tokens as the gas needed to drive a car. But instead of driving a car, you're interacting with financial services, Web 3.0 services, NFT platforms, and virtual worlds. The returns. Below are the actual returns over the past decade from investing in Bitcoin and Ethereum. Bitcoin has achieved a 175% CAGR for the last 11 years, while Ethereum has achieved 291% CAGR since inception, 2015 to 2021. Yep, they have averaged triple-digit annual returns. Ethereum and other smart contract platforms. Ethereum, the smart contract platform that underpins most of a decentralized finance, is growing even faster than Bitcoin, as it actually has utility for software developers building the next generation of global finance. The overall crypto market capitalization has grown from being worth $17.5 billion in 2017 to $2.6 trillion, a CAGR of 330% in the last 5 years. This means that the digital asset class outside of the blue chips of Ethereum and Bitcoin are growing even faster than the top two. Newer smart contract platforms like Solana, Avalanche, Phantom, and Celo are growing even faster than Ethereum. So if you're still telling your clients to have 0% exposure to Bitcoin, ETH, and other high-quality digital assets, you're quantitatively failing them. Celo, the mobile-first blockchain that makes financial tools accessible to anyone with a mobile phone number, is a proud sponsor of CoinStack. Connect, transact, and store your crypto assets on the Celo blockchain using only an SMS interface. Celo is fully compatible with Ethereum, so you can run smart contracts built in Solidity. It uses proof-of-stake consensus, has high throughput, and 5-second transaction finality. Celo is now the fourth fastest-growing blockchain in all of DeFi. Learn more about Celo's family of stablecoins by visiting Celo.org. What Morgan Stanley recommends. According to Morgan Stanley's 2021 report, the case for cryptocurrency as an inevitable asset class, adding 2.5% exposure to Bitcoin the last 7 years would have increased average portfolio annual returns without additional volatility or drawdown. Now imagine if you would have added Bitcoin, plus better performing Ethereum, and if you would have allocated 10% of your portfolio instead of 2.5%. While past performance doesn't guarantee future results, the reality is that investing in digital assets, smart contract platforms, and decentralized financial services is like investing in one of the biggest growth opportunities of the 2020s. I liken it to investing in the personal computing sector in 1978. It's a 10 to 15 year technology bet, similar to betting on Google at their IPO in 2004. We recommend learning as much as you can about this quickly growing asset class. As a fiduciary for your clients' funds, it's essential. A good book to start with is called DeFi and the Future of Finance by Duke MBA Professor Campbell Harvey. While there's certainly greater volatility in the space as the market matures, there's no doubt that the average long-term returns have been substantially higher than equities or bonds. While there will be a lot of ups and downs along the way, I expect the average annual return over the next 10 years in the digital asset space to be around 40 to 50%, higher in 2022-2025 period, and a bit lower in 2026-2031, as the space matures. I get this by taking the total market cap for all digital assets, $2.5 trillion, and assuming this will grow to $100 trillion by 2032, giving a CAGR of 45%. Yes, I do expect digital assets to end up with a market cap north of $100 trillion, as all equities, bonds, and real assets are tokenized the next 10 to 15 years. What are the high-quality digital assets to consider? Here at CoinStack, we recommend considering buying and holding for 10 years the following digital assets. Based on our research and analysis, every portfolio should at minimum have exposure to the below 20 tokens. In regards to smart contract platforms, those are Ethereum, Solana, Avalanche, Phantom, Terra, Polkadot, Celo. In regards to DeFi leaders, Uniswap, Sushi, Compound, Aave,
Maker, Curve, Yearn. When it comes to Web3 infrastructure platforms, we recommend Chainlink, Theta, Filecoin, Exchange Tokens, Binance's token, and the FTX token. And last but not least, NFT and gaming platforms. We recommend Axie, as well as Sandbox. The above are what I consider the blue chips of digital assets, the IBM and Google of the 2020s. There are many other high-quality digital assets. I've just named 20 of the biggest ones above for those just getting started. Are there some of you should avoid? You should avoid the following digital assets as they aren't likely to hold their value over time. Failed forks with no apps, Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, meme coins with little real value, Dogecoin, Shiba Inu. But what's the actual value in tokens? The fundamental value of investing in a company, of course, comes from the value of its cash flows. Shareholders receive dividends and a potential for an exit. If the value gets too low, other investors or the company itself will come in to buy up shares. For tokens, the fundamental value comes from the utility of the token itself, which drives continual purchasing demand for it, the on-chain cash flows that go back to holders slash stakers of the token, dividends, the on-chain cash flows that go back to reduce token supply, buybacks. This above statement is what the large majority of financial advisors and regulators still don't understand. Many think that digital assets have no fundamental value and are purely speculative. However, this is no longer true. The fundamental value of Ethereum. Take Ethereum's token, Ether, for example. To use the Ethereum blockchain in the last 365 days, people have paid more than $7 billion in fees. Today, it's up to $54 million per day in fees, or $20 billion per year run rate. These fees aren't going to enrich a private equity firm or a handful of shareholders. Instead, 100% of those fees are paid out to miners who provide network security or use to reduce supply of Ethereum tokens, like stock buyback. Starting in Q2 2022, when Ethereum upgrades to proof of stake, 100% of the revenues will be paid out to stakers of the token. Any holder can become an Ethereum staker at no cost using Lido or Rocket Pool, for example, and participate in validating transactions on a decentralized network, or will go reduce the supply of the token. Thus, there are real and meaningful cash flows coming to Ethereum token holders, and thus one can even do a DCF valuation for Ethereum, which, by the way, gives an implied value of $14,256 per Ether token, more than 3x where we are today. While every token has different token economics or tokenomics, most tokens utilize some form of demand generation for utility, buybacks, or cash flows to stakers. You can see the top smart contract-based financial applications on DeFiLlama.com, which tracks the space. These applications currently have between $9.9 billion and $20.5 billion stored in their smart contracts. In total, there is now more than $260 billion in total value locked in DeFi, up from just $20 billion in January 2021. This is a rapidly growing space. Investing in index tokens for broad market exposure. You can even invest in index tokens for broad market exposure. The most well-known index tokens for digital assets are the DeFi Pulse Index, or DPI, the Metaverse Index, or MVI, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and DeFi, BED, Total Market Cap Coin, TCAP. You can even create your own index token using SET Protocol. Investing in a crypto fund. If you don't want to do all the work to figure out the digital asset market, you can leave it to the professionals to do it for you. I am a managing partner at a crypto quant fund called Heart Rhythm, and we'd be happy to help. I wrote a full overview of the full crypto hedge fund ecosystem 3 weeks ago in CoinStack, including analysis of 35 different funds, including crypto yield funds, crypto quant funds, crypto token funds, crypto venture funds. What percentage of an investor's portfolio should be in digital assets? For investors who have a long time horizon, 5+ years, I recommend putting in between 10 to 50% of one's total investment portfolio into digital assets toward the lower end of the range for those who are more passive and conservative, and toward the higher end of the range for those who are tracking the space closely. While you have to be willing to hold through the inevitable 60-85% pullbacks, if you can hold for at least 4 years, you may do quite well. As a note on timing, 2022 will be the third year of the current Bitcoin cycle. 2020, when the halving happened, was the first year. And the third year of each Bitcoin cycle has historically been the worst. So if you do allocate newly to this space, consider doing some now and also keep some dry powder on the side for after the next 50% pullback. That's the best time to come in big from my experience. Where financial advisors can learn more about digital asset investing. Where you can learn more to get you ready for this decade of rapid growth, we recommend looking at the Certified Digital Asset Advisor Program. It's the only CFP-approved certification for continuing education credits granted by the CFP Board. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive on crypto for financial advisors. Now, a personal note from myself, Mike, your analyst over here at CoinStack, I really recommend looking into Fidelity Digital Assets. They write great reports and great analysis on how the crypto market and how digital assets do actually play a role in your clients' portfolios, what they mean for the future, as well as Galaxy Digital. They also do great reporting and they really break down in a more traditional fundamental way on how these assets are and will impact our economy and how they will be impacting your portfolio. Until next week, see you guys then. Peace.
CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm. HeartRhythm is an algorithmic crypto quant fund with assets under management in the top 10% of crypto funds. For 3 years now, their crypto strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month by using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and market neutral hedged liquidity pools. Their strategies have never had a down month going back to 2018 through both bear and bull markets. On the team, they have a cognitive science PhD, world-class engineers and quants from Google, Airbnb, and Citadel, and an operations team from top venture funds. HeartRhythm is on track to put 50% of their performance fees into social impact projects as part of building a crypto quant fund that does good in the world and brings millions of dollars per year into social impact grants. They're building a brilliant regenerative engine for social transformation that turns code into money and money into good while generating exceptional returns. And now HeartRhythm is scaling up their team. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a CFO and COO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about becoming part of their crypto quant fund, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. 100% heart and 100% algorithms. That's HeartRhythm. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring CoinStack.